Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simin Kuf Tzadi. We are up to Siv Gimel, the last line on page 188. Very important sif over here, not only Agabe the Koshel Brichas HaMazon, but also in terms of how much you have to drink to require a bracha achrona in general. The Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, Shir Shtias Yayin L'Hischayev B'Bracha Achrona. The amount of wine that you have to drink to be chayev afterwards in a bracha achrona, yesh safik imdai bekezayis, there is a safik if it's enough to drink a kezayis, o berevius, or if you have to have a revius. Lekach yizohir lishtos o pachos mikezayis, o revius, kedei lehistalek min hasafik. Therefore, if one wants to avoid the safik, he must drink either less than a kezayis, then according to everyone he's not chayev, or more than a revius, then according to everyone he will be chayev. V'hacha, in our case over here, when we're discussing the coast of Birchas HaMazon, i'efshar lishtos pachos mikazayis. You don't have the option of drinking less than a kazayis. D'chol dover she'tzorech kais, tzorech lishtos mimenu kumalugmav. Any thing that requires the coast, let's say Kiddush, Havdalah, Birchas HaMazon, you can never drink less than a mlalugmav, shehu rov revius. A mlalugmav is a cheekful, which is the majority of a revius. Therefore, you can't drink less than a kezayis because you have to drink a rov revius, which, as we'll see, is more than a kezayis. Hilkach yishte revius shalim. Therefore, once you're already in the area of suffix, you should drink a whole revius. That way, you're for sure chayv abracha achrona, and you avoid the suffix. So says the Mishaburis of Kotan Tess. We said the shtir shtias yayin to be chayv abracha achrona. The Mishabura tells us, V'hu adin b'shar mashkin yesh safek zeh. Even though we're discussing over here by Yayin, that's because of the topic that we are in, the kosher b'chas hamazon, which is Yayin, but really this halacha applies anytime you take any drink, so that's why this is very nogeya on a daily basis. The safek is, imdai b'kezayis, if katan yud, kemo b'achila, just like when it comes to eating food, the kaimelon, we hold b'chol makom in all places, shir achila b'kezayis. In order to be chayva baruch achrona on food, you always need to have a kezayis. V'hu kachatzi beitza, a kezayis is half the size of an egg. Kemavur b'simen tov peivav. Ulefi zeh, according to this, b'mashkin yuchuya b'bracha achrona b'shlish revius. Translating that into the language of drinks, into revios. So to be chayav b'bracha achrona, if you say it's a kezayis, so that would mean you'd be chayav b'bracha achrona if you drink a third of a revius. The revius hu beitza v'chetzi kiyadua. As everybody knows, a revius is an egg and a half, and therefore a third of that is going to be a kezayis. So if you say you need to have a kezayis of bracha achrona, that means you need to have a third of a revius. The ayin simin reish ayin aleph sif yud gimel masha kasafti shav mishabura ubir halacha. So tzad number one of the suffix is it's enough to have a kezayis, which we're explaining as a third of a revius. Or you have to have an entire revius. Sivkotan yud aleph kemosha matzinu bekama dinei Torah leinyan mashkin deshiurim berevius. Like we find by various halachas of the Torah when it comes to drinks that the shir is a revius. Then the Mishabura says in Sivkotan yud beis on that which the mechaber said it over here in our case where it's a kosher brachas hamazon. You can't have less than a kezayis, because anytime you require a kos, you have to have a mlalugmav, which is a rov revius, which is clearly more than a third of a revius. Therefore, you would have to avoid the suffix by having more than a revius to make a bracha achrona. Says the Mishaburas of Katan Yud Beis Pirush, de bishar shtio shehem rishus, other drinks that are optional, yochol gam lehistalek min asafik, you're also able to avoid the suffix. You could drink less than a kezayis. If you drink less than a kezayis of any drink, you are potter from making a bracha achrona afterwards according to everyone. But over here, when it's a kosher bracha, you don't have that option of drinking less than a kezayis. Because since Birchas HaMazon, at least according to some shitas, as we'll see, does require a kos, Tzarich alko ponim lishtos mlalugmav. You need to drink, at the very least, a mlalugmav, shu rov revius. That's much more than a kazayas. A kazayas, as we said, is a third of a revius. Now we're saying you have to drink a melugma, which is a rov revius. So here you don't have the option of drinking less than a kazayas to avoid the bracha achrona. And if you're going to leave it as a melugma, which is a rov revius, you're going to be in a suffix. Therefore, one should drink an entire revius and in fact make a bracha achrona. So cut in your gimel. The melalugmav is shehu rov revius. Hainu ba'adam beinuni masik shiro kach. An average sized person, his cheekful will be a rov revius. Aval ba'adam gadol biyoser, but a person who is very big, misharinam bil melalugmav didei. We measure the melalugmav by his melalugmav. Umikomakom lo boy lishdos fame revius. You would never need by a kosher bracha more than a revius. So you would need like the average person of Lulumov, which is a rov revius, and anything greater, depending how big the person is, up to a revius. If his Lulumov is greater than a revius, you would never need for the kosher bracha more than a revius. Sivkatan Yudal revius shalem, just over here, to make a bracha achrona to avoid the suffix, you can't go lower, so you'd have to go higher, and you would have to drink a revius shalem. Ayin Taz Shekosav, look in the Taz who writes, Dil'ikra din kai melalugmav. We pass in the Ikra din that if you just drink a melalugmav, you would be required to make a bracha achrona. Ulefikach, and therefore, in lo shasa rak melalugmav, if you only drank a melalugmav, chayav levarach bracha achrona, according to the Taz, you would then be in fact chayav to make a bracha achrona. Ela delechatchila yire lishtos revius. But says the Taz, the Chachila, you should see to it that you drink a full revius, because they lotzeis l'kulyama, that way it could be otzi according to everyone. That is the sheet of the Taz. However, Achein, kol ha'achronen dochu dvarav, all the achronen push off the Taz, v'helu d'chol sheloshos revius shalem, and all the achronen argue, and they say, so long that you did not drink a complete revius, bein b'yayin, bein b'sham ashkin, whether it's wine or other drinks, ein rashai levarach bracha achrona, you're not able to make a bracha achrona. Ukedas ha-Shulchan Aruch, like the Shulchan Aruch tells us over here. So the Taz is a Das Yochid. Everyone else disagrees and says to make a bracha achrona, you would absolutely have to have a full revius. Od hiskimu. Furthermore, the achronim agreed the ein chiluk bein sha'ar mashkin ubein yayin sarof. There's no difference between all drinks and whiskey. Afal pi de biyayin sarof miyasvi daite de inchi bepochus revius. Even though a person's mind is settled when he drinks whiskey less than a revius, you still need a revius of whiskey to make a bracha achrona. To lo chilku chachamim b'shiuram, the chachamim will not mechalik between any drinks. All drinks would require a revius. Udelo ketaz lekamon b'simin reish yud. This is also unlike the taz that we'll see later in simin reish yud. Says the mechaber vayter in siv dalad. Im hamuvarich eino rotze litom. If the person who is leading the benching does not want to drink the wine, yitom echad mehamesubin kashir. That's fine, says the Shulchan Aruch. So one of the other people sitting around the table will drink the proper shir instead of the mevarich. Ve'ein shtia shnayim mitzarefes. But says the Shulchan Aruch, but the drinking of two people will not combine to count for the proper shir that we require. Umikom makom, but still, mitzvah min amuvcha shiyit amu kulam. There is a mitzvah min amuvcha that everyone drinks from the coast. So the Mechaber is telling us that if the person who is making the bracha doesn't want to drink, someone else can drink. But you cannot split it between two people. But there is an inyan for everyone to drink. So after one, either the Mevarich or someone else will drink the proper shir, there is an inyan for everyone else to in fact drink from the kosher bracha. V'ayin lekamon simen reish ayin aleph sif yudal. Look later on in simen reish ayin aleph sif yudal, which is the halachos of Kiddush. Says the Mishnah Berura, Sivkatan Tesvav, if the person who makes the bracha doesn't want to drink, Yitom Echa Mehamesubim, one of the people that are sitting at the Suda should drink instead of him, Dekevan Sham Mesubim Shamu Mitchila Es HaBracha. Since those who are sitting around the table heard from the beginning the bracha, Vahu Kivin Aleim Lo Tziyam, and the Mevarech had in mind to be Motzi them, Mahani Ti'imosam Lekulam. So the other person who drinks, that will be good enough for everyone. The Ayinu Be'alocha Mashikasadnu B'Shem Chadusha B'Kiv Eger. Look what we're going to see in the Be'alocha B'Shem Rekiv Eger, which we will Amir Tashem read, but we'll wait till we finish all the Mishaburas, then we'll go to a very important Be'alocha. Sivkoton Tez Zayin, Ve'ein Shtia Shnayim Mitzarefes. We said two people cannot combine to do the Shtia. De Ba'inon Sheyitom Ba'atzmo. We need the Mevarech to be drinking it fully by himself, the Shir. O Echon Me'am Mesubin, or one of the people who are sitting with them, Shir Hano Shetisyashev Daito Olav. He has to have the proper Shir Hano that will settle his mind. The Hainuk Melugmav, that is a Shir we discussed before of Emile Lugmav. Sivkotan Yezayin, the Mechaber then told us, even though one person needs to drink it, either the Mevarech or one of the Mesubin, but there is an Inya that everyone should drink from the coast. Hainu Te'ima Ba'alma, everyone else, Stam should have a little taste of the wine. The Ain Tzorach Melo Lugmav Rak Le'echa, but we only require the Shira of a Melo Lugmav by one person. Here the Mechaber is discussing specifically the mitzvah of drinking the kos. According to what we just said before in the Mechaber and Sif Gimel, that the person who is drinking from the kos, even though midin the kos, he only needs a melalugma, which is a rov revius, to avoid the safek baruch achrona, he must drink a full revius. Lo yitzuyer mashikosav. It is not applicable that which we just mentioned, the mitzvah min amuvcha sheyitamu kulam because amasak revius. It's not nogeya. If the one that's leading the benching or the one who's drinking in his stead must drink a revius v'chayv in a bracha achrona, so if the kos only holds a revius and he must drink a revius for a bracha achrona, it's not nogeya what we're discussing over here that everyone else should drink from the kos, because the mevarech must drink the whole kos v'chayv in a bracha achrona. Im lo shu masag yosem revius. Unless the kos is larger than revius, then there's enough for the Mevarech or the Echa Min HaMesubin who's taking his place will drink a Revius, which is Yotzei them in the Chiyuv of the Koshal Bracha, and it's Mechayiv him in a Bracha Achrona Bevados according to everyone, and then there'll be left over beyond the Revius that everybody else can do the Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar and they can taste from the wine. The Ramah ended the Sif and said, Ayin Lekamon, Simen Reish, Ayin Ala Sif Yudalit. Says the Mishabur, Sif Katan Yudches, the Yesh Misha Omer. There is a Shita that says, Dishtias Kula Mitzarfin Lumlalugmov. Even though the Mechaber clearly is saying over here that it has to be either the Mevarech or Echa Min HaMesubin, it sounds like it has to be for one person. However, if you look in Hilchos Kiddush, there is a Shita that says that the Mlalugmov can be drunk by a few different people. V'ayin lekamon mesimin reish ayin alas if katan samich tes mishabura. And we'll see more about that when we get to Hilchos Kiddush. But if you look at note number 18, he writes, u'bidiyeved kosav lekamon. The mishabura tells us later on that bidiyeved hiskimu harbe achronim, many achronim agree, shafilu shtias kol hamesubim misarefes l'shir mlalugmov. That many achronim agree that even the drinking of all different people that are sitting around joins together for the shir of a melugmav. Ubelvat shelo yisha yedei shtias kulam yosem michli achilas pras. As long as the time frame that all of them drink their melugmav as a joint team is all within one shir of chli achilas pras, so they come up with the evid. Many poskim say that will be 100% fine. I'd like to see now a bir halacha over here on page Tzadi Hei. Divra Maskel Yitom Echad. So again, the Mechaber told us, if the Mevarech does not want to drink the kos, it's okay for someone else that is sitting at the table to drink the kos. And the Mishabura told us, in Sivkotan Tezvav, since they all heard the Bracha, and he was Mechavin for all of them, their drinking will be fine. Says the Bir Halacha, Ayin B'chidushir Rekiv Eger Shekosav. Look at Rekiv Eger who he writes, the hamavarich berchas hamazon lo yivarich bari priagofen vaatoim hu yivarich. Says the Rikiv Eger, in this case, when the person leading the benching doesn't want to drink the wine, and someone else is going to drink the wine, then the one who is benching should not make the bari priagofen. The one who is going to be drinking the wine should make the bari priagofen. The dilma berchas hamazon ena tuunakos. Because maybe, and we know it's the machlokas in the post, and maybe benching doesn't really require a kos. Ubeprat the kaimalon kain leikir, and specifically we pass in that way as the ikir halacha that birchas hamazon does not require a kos. Im kain lohavi birchas hamitzvos. Therefore, I can't make a bracha for you. That only applies by birchas hamitzvah. If I'm going to make a bracha on a mitzvah, then I can be motzi you in your chiyuv of the bracha. But if I'm making a bracha on an apple, a birchas hanenin, I can't make a bracha for you, unless I am also taking part in the apple. If someone else is eating an apple, I can't make a bracha for them if I'm not eating the apple. So over here, if the kos birchas hamazon is not a kosher bracha, which we hold the ikar, it's not, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, how could the person who benched make the bari piragofen and someone else is going to drink the wine? That's a birchas anenin, because it's not the ikar, a chiyav lafi, what we hold, and therefore it shouldn't be allowed. So says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if I led the benching, but I don't want to drink the wine, I should ask the person who's going to drink the wine to also make the bracha on the wine. Ve'eino yochol levarich b'shvil acher im eino mevarich gam la'atzmo. By a regular brichas hanenin, which we're saying, me'ikra din, that's what's going on over here. So Reuven can make a bracha for Shimon to take part in the hana, if Reuven is also not having the hana. Ad kan l'shono, until there is the shita Rekiv Eger. So Rekiv Eger is saying a very important thing, although it's clearly mashman the mechaber, and we'll see the Be'er Halacha is going to mention this. The mechaber is mashma that if I benched, I make the bari pragafen, you could drink. Says the Rekiv Eiger, no. If I'm making the brachas hamazon and you're drinking, you must make the bracha. Since we hold me'ikar adin that we don't require a bracha of brachas hakos on benching, we hold me'ikar adin, you don't need that. So therefore, it's me'ikar adin, an optional drinking. It's like an apple. It's like a cup of wine stam, not connected to a mitzvah. I can't make a bracha and you drink, unless I'm also drinking. Therefore, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if Echa Menam Mesuvim wants to do the drinking, he should make the bracha and he should drink. However, says the Be'er Halacha, the Hinei, Hama'ayim B'Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi Amuva B'Shari Tshuva Lo Mashvikin. If you look in the Shari Tshuva, who brings down the Chacham Tzvi, it's not Mashvik that way. To Lefi Dvarav Shom Im Yivarech Acher Alakos Im Kein Lokim Harishom Mitzvas Kos Klal. He says if the other guy's going to make the bracha, then the one leading the benching was Amakayim benching on a kos at all, Ayin Shom. Ube'emes, like we just mentioned, Lashon HaMechaber Mashma Gamkin. The Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is also Mashma Demi Sha'achas HaKos B'Shas Berchas HaMazon. The one who was holding the cup during benching, Hu HaMevarech Gamkin Al HaKos. He's the one who makes the bracha on the kos. So the Mashmos of the Mechaber and the Chacham Tzvi is not like Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Ella, the Hati'ima Sagi B'Achir. The Mechaber is Mashma. I bench, I make the Bar Pragofen, and you drink. Umashe Hiksha. Lefima the kaimilon liquor adin the birchas hamazon ainu tuuna kos. But according to what we just asked, based on what we passed, that the ikar adin is that birchas hamazon doesn't require a kos. Heyach yochol lahotzi. How could I be motzi you im ainu toin baatzmo? Rukhi egers kasha. How am I able to be motzi you in the bari pragavet if I'm not taking part of it at all? If we're not really meikar adin chayv in the kos shel bracha. See, Shlomo, we could say, "Dekevon de lekul yama hu al kopanu lemitzvah namucher." Since at the very least, according to everyone, there is an inyan to bench on a kos. We hold an ikra, then it's not required. But according to everyone, at the very least, it is a mitzvah namucher. It is the best way to have the benching. Ukemosha kasev Ramah leel besimin kupei beis, like the Ramah told us in kupei beis. So memeila hu bichlal birchas hamitzvos. We can consider this bracha of birchas hamitzvos. The kaim long where we pass in the afal pi shiyotza motzi. That even though one person was yotze already his bracha on the mitzvah, he could say the bracha for someone else. See here also, even though I'm not drinking the wine, we can consider the bari piragof and the birchas hamitzvah, and therefore I could in fact make the bracha and you could drink, even though we pass in ikra din, you don't need it, but since mitzvah mufkar, according to everyone to have it, we can count that as the birchas hamitzvah, and that would answer Rekiv Eger's kasha. V'gam medibri ha-mechaber gufa muchakein. It's also clear that way from the mechaber. To hevi ba'atzmo harbe deos b'inyan zeh b'simen kupe beis. He brings out many shitos lagabe if you require a kosher bracha of a benching or not. V'hocha sosam v'kosav v'sagi b'timas acher. And here he writes down, it's enough for someone else to drink. V'afal pishu einu mevarech al zeh klal k'moshe k'sadam v'tchil. Even though the person who's drinking didn't make the bracha, so it's clearly mashma that the mechaber is going with that. The low cost of the dover is at Talia Lepukt, and the Mechaber doesn't mention over here that it's totally on the Machogos he had earlier. He doesn't even address it. Elo al korcha kidvarenu. Rather, you have to say, like we're saying, that since it's a mitzvah mufla according to everyone, therefore I can make the bracha, you could drink the wine. Then he says an amazing thing. Veda'od, you should know further. Da'afilu lamayda pasak haramal lakama misimin tov kuv peites vav. Even according to what the Ramah paskins in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, the Misha Motzi Lenoshim Bitkia, that one who is blowing the shofar for the women, Eino Yachal Levarach B'Shvilam, he cannot make the bracha on the shofar for the women. Imhu ba'asmo kvar yotza me'acher. Me'acher she'em b'chuyavas b'davar. If I was already, I cannot make the bracha for the noshim by the tkiya. Imhu ba'asmo kvar yotza me'acher she'enu b'chuyavas b'davar. Since they're not b'chuyav in it, I can't make a bracha for them if it's only for them, because that's a bracha that they need to make for themselves. It's an optional bracha. They're not chayiv. They want to do it, so I can't make the bracha for them, says the Rama. So what's the difference? Over there it's optional, and you can't make it for them. Here it's optional, we're saying you can make it for them. So explains the Beralocha, hacha ad tveh, here it's better. Again, the hacha yesh mitzvah min amuvcha l'kuyam l'varach al kos, like we said before. Here it is the preferred way, according to everyone, to make a bracha al kos. Here he says an astounding thing, which is not the case over there by Noshim at Kiyah Shofar. There is no hint in the Gemara anywhere that there's any mitzvah for a woman to hear the Kiyah Shofar. It's a mitzvah sasesh as mangroma, Noshim peturos. If they choose to do it, they can do it, but there's absolutely no requirement at all. There's no mitzvah. And then he writes, V'yoser tov hoya shehein ba'asmon gamkein lo yivarchu. It would have been better if the women themselves would not even make the bracha on the shofar. Eloshon lo nucha limchos v'yodin al zeh. Just we can't protest against them. If they make a bracha, we can't protest against them. V'alko ponim anu bevade lo nevarach b'shvilam. But for sure, we shouldn't be making the bracha for them. We don't even want them to make a bracha themselves. Certainly, we shouldn't make it for them. K'moshe kosav shom b'darche moshe mash'enkin b'yanin, which is not the case over here. It is the misin amuv for there to be a kosher bracha, and therefore one can make the bracha for someone else. What he's saying here, which is a chiddush, is a famous machlokas, the Mechaber and the Rama, the Rambam and Tosos, Ashkenazim and the Sfardim. Do women make a bracha when they do a mitzvah zeishas mangrama? So the minhag of the Sfardim is that the women could do a mitzvah zeishas mangrama, but they won't make a bracha. The minhag of Ashkenazim is like the Rama, that they do the mitzvah zeishas mangrama and they also make a bracha on it. But here Tosos seems to be saying that it's better not. This, we've never seen this idea before. That we always say it's 100% fine, but the Lashon of the Bir Halacha over here sounds like he's saying that lo niskar shum remez mitzvah b'shas al noshim. There's no remez that there's a chiyah for the women in the mitzvah sasesh as mangrama, and it would have been better that they would have made a bracha themselves, but we can't protest against them. It sounds like we just let them make the bracha, but it's not the preferred way, which is a chiddush of the Bir Halacha. It sounds like he's saying in general that women should not be making a bracha on a mitzvah sheshes mangrama. If they did it, it's okay, but it's not the preferred way. The minhag of the Ashkenazim clearly is that the women are doing it, and the understanding is seemingly not like the Bir Halacha. It's not that we're not protesting against them. That is just the way we're knowing that the women that are Ashkenazi do make a bracha. So it's a very interesting lashon that the Bir Halacha brings over here about women making a bracha on a mitzvah saseh sheshes mangrama. We will stop here and continue vayter tomorrow with Siv Hey.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.